This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. Very often we have a picture in our mind of Jesus as a gentle and soft-speaking person. And on occasions such as the day that he was with the children, we can read this in the New Testament, everything seemed very tranquil and happy. And it's, I guess, the typical picture of Jesus, meek and mild, just as a children's Bible would perhaps give you. It's in Mark chapter 10 in the Bible, where we have parents who brought their children for Jesus to bless them and to pick them up, put his hands on their head and that sort of thing. So he takes the little children in his arms, he blesses them. And the old version of the Bible says that Jesus said, "Suffer the little children to come unto me, for to such belongs the kingdom of heaven." You can read that in Mark 10, verse 14. But it's very interesting as I read a newer version of this account. For example, in the Good News Bible, some of the shine comes off that. And you might remember that the disciples were very angry that particular day at the adults who brought their children for wasting the time of Jesus. And the Good News Bible says, "When Jesus noticed this, he was angry and said to his disciples, 'Let the children come to me, don't stop them, because the kingdom of God belongs to such as these.'" Now it's interesting to note here that Jesus stood up to the disciples. You know, the disciples said to the crowd, "Don't you worry the master with your babies. He has lepers and a paralytic to heal. He's too busy for you and your kids." And Jesus didn't accept that response. In fact, we can read that he was angry, he was indignant with his disciples, and probably he raised his voice at them. He stood up to them, and he set that record straight. He said, "Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it." So here was no soft, meek response. So what I'm saying here today is that Jesus was assertive when he needed to be, and I think for us that's an important lesson. Let's get the right picture here of Jesus. Some people think that because Jesus loved everyone infinitely that he wanted to please everybody, but of course that's not true. He did love everyone, but sometimes his love demanded that he say or do things that made people uncomfortable, because Jesus always, without exception, stood for righteousness. That same day that the kids were with him, a young man who was very rich came to speak to him, and that's in Mark 10 from verse 17 on. You can read it. He came and knelt down before Jesus and said this, "Well, good teacher, what must I do to receive eternal life?" And instead of patting him on the back, Jesus confronts him with a question. He said, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God, God alone." That's verse 18. And as the conversation goes on, Mark says that Jesus loved this man. Obviously, he was a good man, devout man. He kept the commandments. But still, Jesus doesn't pat him on the back. He confronts him with a demand that goes straight to his heart. Here is what he said: "Go and sell all you have and give the money to the poor, and you will have riches in heaven. And then come and follow me." Now, Jesus certainly was assertive with this man, not because he didn't care about his feelings, but he was assertive because he loved him. And because Jesus loved that man, he couldn't lie to him. He couldn't keep from hurting his feelings. He spoke quite clearly and boldly, and Jesus told him what he needed to do. And sometimes we speak about assertiveness. It's an interesting topic. Christian assertiveness, what is it? It's being able to express your feelings in a way that doesn't attack that other person. It's not aggressiveness. But Jesus knew how to be assertive, and of course he is the best example. He didn't pat people on the back and told them they were good when he needed to say something quite clearly to them. And that often happened where Jesus needed to go away, he needed time alone, and so he did that. And yet I still believe that Jesus was meek and mild, he was gentle, but that's not the whole story. He could be assertive when he needed to. Heavenly Father, we admit this morning that waiting for you can be difficult. It sounds so easy. We know, unfortunately, Lord, that your timing is often different to ours. We want to get up and go when things get tough. But we thank you that you teach us to wait, and we know that your deliverance comes when we wait for you. So may we experience your patience, and Lord, we thank you for the clear teaching about Jesus himself. And I ask this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.